Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The terror organization Hamas says that they will reverse President Trump's declaration on Jerusalem with the help of Iran and Hezbollah. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will come to this broadcast table to give us more information on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, Hamas has announced they are going to reverse Donald Trump's Jerusalem move. That's a pretty tough warning, and it's something that Israel is probably going to pay heed to, right?
Well, they are, Jimmy, because already we've had over a dozen rockets fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel proper over the last week. We've had around a dozen rockets. The Iron Dome anti-defense system has successfully taken out three or four of those rockets. Obviously, it's great they have that because Hamas has the means to back up those words. But if they were to hit and destroy an Israeli school, the war would be on, Jimmy, full stop. And of course, more significantly, they're being backed verbally in this declaration of war, as it were, that they will fight now to overturn the Jerusalem decision and do whatever they have to do that. They're being backed now verbally by Iran and by Hezbollah. The leader of Hezbollah, Sheikh Nasrallah, announcing early this week that the war in Syria is over. Nasrallah said now Hezbollah can turn its full attention back to fighting the Zionist enemy. And he said, we'll do that and we'll back the Palestinians in their uprising to the hilt. Well, they, of course, could turn fairly major war with Hamas into a massive war involving Hezbollah, maybe Syria, and maybe Iranian forces themselves. And the physical signs, again, are these rockets. And we've had several terror attacks. And, of course, the rioting continues in various parts of Judea and Samaria and in Gaza.
David Dolan explaining to us how Hamas will reverse President Trump's statement on Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For a period of 4,000 years, there has been an ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It actually started in the womb of the mother of twin boys, Esau and Jacob. That's Genesis chapter 25, verses 22 and 23. These two brothers would grow up to become the Jewish people, descendants of Jacob, and Esau, the father of the Palestinian world today. The ancient prophet Malachi reveals in Malachi chapter 1 that the Edomites, the Palestinian people, will return and rebuild. Meanwhile, in Ezekiel chapter 35, it says that these people, the Palestinians, will kill the Jews and then take their land. That's verses 5 and 10. This conflict ends with the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as foretold in Obadiah verses 15 to 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...